I want to say a few words about the poet, the poems, the songs, and what they mean to me. First, the poet. I have known Richard Beale for 30 years. He was on the art faculty at the State University of New York at Geneseo when I joined the music faculty there in 1970. We have always had a sympathetic friendship and a particular joining where his poetry meets my music. To date, I have set 20 of his poems to music. The poems used in my songs are from a collection by Beale called If My Black Dog Returns. And Richard writes the following notes about the title. He says, and this is a quote, images of melancholia are very old in Western culture. It has been called the blues, writer's block, or simply the beast. A modern version comes from Winston Churchill, who wrote to his wife about a doctor famous for work with depression. Churchill wrote that he himself may have use for the doctor if my black dog returns. Richard Beale is now 70 years old, and recurring depression has been his lifelong companion. In spite of this, and also I think because of this, he has been engaged in a lifelong search for the sacred and for an understanding of the presence of God in his life. This dichotomy, this seeming contradiction of chronic depression and the presence of God is spoken simply in three lines in the last verse of the sixth song, where he says, I think of God and his silence, and how my love for him has not ended while dives into the dark. This hits close to home, I'm guessing, for most of us. At my request some years ago, Dick Beale wrote seven sacred poems with a collective title, Hymn to Sophia, Holy Wisdom, which I used in the composition of my Mass. The Mass was completed in 1995 and first performed in the spring of 96. The very next piece I wrote was this set of songs. To my mind, this is more than coincidence. There is a direct connection between the universal spirituality of the Mass and these poems of personal pain. The Black Dog songs make a kind of individual Mass, a recognition of personal pain and confusion within the context of the search for God, and conversely, the recognition of the sacred in the painful life. I think with these poems, Dick has done significant work in drawing these two worlds together. This is only the second performance of these songs, although I've asked a number of people to look at them. People are uneasy about the poems. I think they're even terrorized by them. I had one person say, I can't sing these songs. I have a very good relationship with my family. There is embarrassment and uneasiness in these poems, especially numbers 1 and 6. This embarrassment is like being approached on the street or in the subway by an indigent person who is dirty and smelly and obviously troubled. And then in that person, you suddenly recognize something of yourself. Once recognized, it can no longer be denied. Depression is the dirty word. I think depression is huge in our world, and denial of it is equally huge. And in that denial, I think, is the loss of a terrific creative resource. For my whole life, I have been trying to puzzle out the relationship of creativity to personality, and I have come to understand that depression is a key aspect of my creative cycle. The relationship between depression and creativity is intense. Not just in the creation of art, but in any creative problem solving. In depression, energy is drained from the conscious mind and physical body and seemingly disappears. It goes into the deep unconscious and beyond, into huge places that we know nothing about, where it engages complex and contradictory issues and receives surprising answers sources. Depression is the mind opened at the bottom. It is the access for big ideas, which may seem at odds with what you think of as yourself. Finally, I want to say that these songs about depression are not depressing. Dick Beale's raw and stark feelings are given poetic and musical shape, which draws this troubled personal cry into a place of power. Poetry and music are like this. They don't solve your problems or even tell you how to solve them, but they let you know about the other side, and I capitalize that, the other side, that as you struggle in your life, the love of God is always there. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy.